good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, whenever time you listen to this. I hope that you guys are having a good day thus far. It is Thankful Tuesday in my neck of the woods. Whenever you listen to this, whether it's today, tomorrow, you know, 3 years from now, I hope that you are having a fabulous and splendid day, okay? I know it's been almost 10 days, guys. I understand, okay? Now, you have to mind you, I'm a mother of many, and I have several things going on. Okay, let's turn some of this organ off, because I am getting worked. I'm going to turn it down a little, because I really like that organ. I really feel a little churchy tonight. I know I don't always act like it, but yes, I was born and raised in a church. I know, right? Some will call me a prodigal, some will not, okay? But I was born and raised in a church. So the organ really makes me feel churchy. It feels like when they strike the chords, it just kind of like reverberates and vibrates something within my being, you know? And I can go back to my childhood and feel that same song. I know it's kind of hard to explain, but I'm pretty sure you guys feel like that when you maybe smell something, right? Maybe some lavender, maybe from your grandmother's garden, or like your dad's, you might smell some aftershave. Like my dad used to use that. It could be a smell, sight, touch. The Lord blessed us with these five senses, and they can be used for delight as well. So we're going to do our confession before we get into, yes, we are going into Proverbs. I'm going to finish it, guys. Okay. I am a finisher, and I want you to decree that I am a finisher. Okay. All right. And things that God told me to build. Okay. So I am going to go into Proverbs, but I do want us to confess. So if there's anything that you feel you need to kind of get up off of your chest, or if there's any type of way that, you know, the kingdom of darkness is using your senses to try to torment you, we can give those over to God and say, Lord, use my senses for things of delight, my sense of taste, touch, you know, a sight, sound, smell. You know, let me smell some vanilla extract. It reminds me of my mom when she was a cook. You know, put a little bit of vanilla extract inside of the, you know, the apple cobbler. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. There's a way for us to use those senses and the sense of touch. How does wool feel? I used to wear, my grandmother used to put a wool blanket on me at her house. And I used to hate it, but now I'm comforted by it, right? So we could kind of use those senses as something to life. I don't know why I went into that direction, but that's the direction the Lord was leading me to go, okay? So we are going to listen to this organ music today. You can hear it in the background. Okay, and I'm going to turn it up, and we're going to do our confession before anything else. Okay, we're going to do our affirmation, or what you would like to call prayer, right? Some people are uncomfortable. A disclaimer, if you're uncomfortable with the reading of the Bible, you're like, I don't believe that, I don't want to hear that, I was hurt in the church, that's okay. Everybody's at different parts, different walks of their, you know, journey. Some people, that's not your journey to walk, that's not your, you know, thing to believe, and that's fine. I respect your beliefs, and then you might need to go find another podcast that better suits whatever philosophies or doctrine you choose to kind of, you know, live your life according to, okay? What you want to try to calculate your lifestyle off of, right? Okay? I need to do confession too, because I ain't perfect now. So we're going to do some confession. We want to get some of that stuff up off of us. We want to ask the Holy Spirit to kind of invigorate our senses, you know, in our spiritual senses, right? So as in the natural, as it is in the spiritual, okay? That's another churchy saying. I know. That's a churchy saying, ain't it? And the natural as it is in the spiritual, but it just feels so good to say that, because it's true. So we're going to ask him to try to invigorate our senses, and let's go ahead and just confess. You know what I'm saying? If you slap somebody today, you know what I'm saying? Or if you flip somebody the bird, you thought something, you're a little freaky deaky, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever, what have you, you know what I'm saying? If you said something wrong, you know, if you can, you can even pause this, whatever time you're listening to this, go back and apologize, send a text message, say, I apologize. You know, it says, lay your gift down at the altar and go settle the ought that you have with your brother. So if anybody need to apologize to, I know I didn't apologize. I did a public apology, y'all. Like, I would apologize in a second. If the Lord said apologize, I'm so sorry. Okay? I'm so sorry. You know, so I apologize. It's okay to say, be big enough to say I'm sorry. It's okay to say I'm sorry. I apologize. I was wrong. I was out of the way. You know, I went too far. Da, da, da. Right? They don't have to respond, but the Lord leads you. Don't let me push you into doing what the Lord is leading you to do. But it's just that it seems like when we do that, it does make being able to receive God's word and being able to bask and be grateful for his presence, it's just so much sweeter. And it seems like it kind of like sink down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And so it's very great. So let's go ahead and we're going to take 5 deep breaths. I really do believe we're thankful for the Zoe of the Most High. Yes, we are. Oh, yeah, I know about the Zoe. See, I'm feeling really churchy tonight. It's the organ, guys. It's the organ. I feel like a young version of my grandmother. It's really in rolls up tonight. And my great-grandfather, because he was a Baptist minister. Yes, he was. Okay, so I'm really feeling in that zone tonight. So let's do 5 deep breaths. I believe in us breathing. Not only does it helps us to calm our physiology down, it helps us to recognize and to understand that, you know, Lord, you gave us this breath. We take it, literally taking a deep breath, taking a moment, and then we're confessing and giving things back over to him, okay? Because he is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, okay? So if we're going through a hateful middle or you're going through a weird transition, he can help you in the middle of anything that you're going through, okay? All right, so let's do our confession. I'm turning this up a little bit. And let's go. Start with 5 deep breaths and confession. Go. Beautiful. So Holy Spirit, we ask that you just help us to see and help us to hear, help us to be able to understand anything that you want us to understand. We open ourselves up to your knowledge. We want to have more of your wisdom. We are thirsty and hungry for your wisdom. We're knocking at the door, okay? We're seeking you. We're coming after you. And we know that you are always there. You are willing to be found, okay? And we're thankful. Help us to see what you want us to see out of the book of Proverbs. Help us to be able to be, you know, prosperous within our life. Help us to be able to understand and be able to live out and walk out what you want us to understand in the way of wisdom. We welcome God's wisdom. We're thankful for it. We're thankful ahead of time for it. And we just sprinkle everything with gratefulness. Amen. Okay? Or you want to say whatever you want to say after the end of the thing, right? Affirmation prayer, okay? Just putting that good energy out and letting the Holy Spirit know that we are expectant, okay? And a lot of people say, well, you praying in public and stuff like, listen, we are to be expectant. That's another podcast for another day, but they used to pray in the outer court. So all of that, you know, it's talking about as far as what Jesus was talking about as far as praying in public is like making a show of yourself to show like, you know, my priestly garb and my voice like this. Because in the beginning, like that type of thing, you know, and some people naturally emote and animate like that. I'm not against that. But that's what Jesus was talking about. He's basically saying they got their reward. There was prayer and there would be like speeches and stuff like that in the outer court. Okay. All right, there has been many instances of public prayer where other people would witness the prayer. They were in the vicinity or in the area when there was publicly prayer going on. So even though this is over the airwaves, okay, this is just us being able to let the Holy Spirit go know collectively, you're coming to agreement with me, okay? We're two or three in agreement. He's the God in the midst. We want him to be in the midst of this podcast so we can be able to understand what he's saying about this wisdom, okay? Because this wisdom has been working on me. You understand? I have to let it soak in. I have to live my life. Sometimes I get tested through the wisdom. Sometimes I fail, get back up. You know, it's just, that's just the way it is, right? We want to always keep continuously humbling ourselves. All right. So, I mean, I'm preaching before I'm preaching, right? I mean, I'm not preaching, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. So, I believe we stop. Where do we stop at, guys? Where do we stop at? I believe we did 18, right? 19. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and the food. Also, I think we did 19, guys. All right. If not, we'll come back and do it. Okay. Charge it to my head. Don't charge it to my heart. Okay. Charge it to my head. Don't charge it to my heart. All right. So we're going to be reading. I'm trying to hike my little thing up. You know, I have a very humble setup here. I have my little laptop here. Grab your laptop. Okay. Speaking of laptops, right? Grab your iPad. Okay. They have preloaded Amazon little Kindle Fire things. Those little tablets, they got those on sale. Ask me how I know. I just got some for my daughter. Okay, those are really good to get. But here's the kicker. You can also go on Wi-Fi on it, too. So you can use it. Get your Kindle Fire. Get your phone. Whether you're Android or iPhone, it doesn't matter to me over here. Okay, or you can get your good old-fashioned Bible. We're going to go to Proverbs 20. Again, charge it to my head. I believe we already did 19, if I'm not mistaken, okay? I believe we did. So we're going to go to Proverbs 20. We are getting on up there. It's only 31 chapters in Proverbs, right? So I'm grateful that we have made it this far. Okay? Uh-oh, guys. I was trying to get the thing over. I didn't mean to waste some of my tea. All right, I'm giving you guys a little bit of time. It's okay. We just chilling. We relaxing. Okay, I'm not preaching now. Okay, so you're not giving me no honorarium either. Okay, I ain't never get one of those. That's not what we doing it for. Okay, and no shade to nobody else. That's what they doing. I'm just saying, you know, this is us basically sitting down. Act like we just sitting down. You know what I'm saying, in your living room or in my living room, proverbially. Okay, and metaphorically speaking, and we just seeking God's wisdom. Isn't that a beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Where you could just, you know, act like you live down the street from me. And you came to knock on the door. I said, hey, girl, come on, let's do some of this Bible study. Kind of like Jehovah's Witnesses, but kind of not. We're not throwing no shade. I'm just saying. Though I will get at you. Jehovah's Witnesses going to come to your door and let you know about that Bible. They're going to come to you. So just act like you came over my home like a Jehovah's Witness. I just let you on up in there. And we're going to talk about some of this word right here. We asking God for some wisdom. Wouldn't you like to have friends like that? I would love to have friends like that. You know, hey. So you guys are my friends like that, okay? Let's be virtual friends, okay? All right, so I'm going to start reading. Hopefully you can hear me over this fan. I have to have it on because the sister, you know what I'm saying? A little menopause, okay? All right. So I'm going to start reading. This is chapter 20 of Proverbs, okay? The book of Proverbs. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him. That's again. Didn't we read that about the roaring of a lion before? Wow. Let me read it again. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. But every fool will be meddling. All right, let's go ahead. I know I didn't tell you guys. We're going to get your writing utensils and get yourself a nice little highlighter. Okay, well, I got a highlighter today. Normally, you know, I'm always have my little pen. I got a highlighted pen. This is something new for me here. I want you guys to circle, or you could just write down meddling. Okay, we're going to write down meddling. And then also, let's go ahead and highlight, or let's go ahead and circle verse 2. Because again, we get the fear of a king is as a roaring lion. Now we know the fear of a king. Weren't we speaking about the last podcast? We were talking about the emotions of a king. I told you right there. See that? Kings have big emotions. Okay. Any male in authority, king here is talking about as far as the masculine instance. I know women like, what about us? Listen, it's more about us in this chapter as well. Let's just. For respect's sake of the word, we're going to keep the masculine and the feminine. If you feel that it reverberates with you and you like, I resonate with that, just go ahead and take that. But that's not where I'm talking about as far as male authority. They have big emotions, but they have to be able to have these big emotions and be very staunch, very stern, very cold. Like, and some of them get cold blood. They get cold as ice. Okay. But on the inside, somewhere deep down, you'd be, why did they do that? Why are they so malicious? Because they have them emotions on the inside. Okay, so let's continue reading. This is important for us to know. And I am grateful that the Holy Spirit is letting us know that these men out here, especially ones in the third, they have big emotions. That's important to know. Okay. All right. Let's go to verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by the reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. I mean, this is a strong, that's oof, okay. Somebody is telling us the not be lazy. Okay? Not be lazy. Then let's take this. To preach the word in season and out of season. That basically means you need to prepare yourself in season and out of season. You don't want to plow when it's cold. You're going to beg in the harvest. And this is so odd that it just said that, because I was literally out there in my garden today. Okay? I was literally like, I'm building extra walls around my garden beds. And I was literally out there. So that was just amazing to see that. Okay, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. That's good too. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. See, we were just talking about the senses, right? Eyes, what you see, okay? Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are alike an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them. Isn't that, see that? Now listen to me. I am very busy just like you guys. I do not read through the Proverbs, and I've heard and read these several times throughout the year. But again, I'm going to be honest, and you guys know this, I'm being transparent. I can't tell you, like, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, 17, verse 5, I can't really tell you, you know what I'm saying, like, chapter and verse like that. Only on certain key verses that I've really, really studied. You know, Vacation Bible School, my mom had me, you know what I'm saying, had me memorize and stuff like that. That was the only, but as far as, like, Proverbs, I did not read this. And the Lord was telling me to tell him about sight, okay? Tell me about the senses, right? Didn't you just hear that? Okay? The Lord made the hearing ear, okay? He made these things, okay? We are in chapter, verse 13. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer. But when he has gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by the counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Again, that's the second time we see meddle. So let's go ahead and circle meddle. That's in verse 19. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Let's underline obscure darkness, because most people would think obscurity is darkness, but they're not the same. Okay, so if it's obscure darkness, we want to look that up. That's very interesting language and verbiage. You know what I'm saying? It comes from that's emanating from this text here. Okay, again, so circle obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man that understand his own way? How can you understand your own way? It is a snare to a man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king. His throne is holden by mercy. Let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead in verse 28. Let's go ahead and circle that too. And I love the fact, I've never tried one of these. This is a highlighting pen, not a regular marker where I could kind of write with it, but this way, when I'm going through it, this is like a light green color. I can really see to distinguish from when I, you know, highlighted in the past or underlined in the past versus what I'm talking about today. You know, because sometimes when we doing these Bible studies on Proverbs, I will forget, like, hey, go back to this, you know, verse what I said before. But I love this highlighting pen. Just a side note, get you some highlighting pens, okay? Verse 29, the glory of a young man is better is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away, and so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. All right? So that was chapter 20. A lot of it's self-explanatory. Again, we know that Proverbs means a motto. We also know that means a saying. It's a saying. It's a motto. It's a saying, right? So it's just a way, it's something to live by. Okay? So these are products. You have African Proverbs. You have Chinese Proverbs. You know, you have Arabic Proverbs, you have Chaldean Proverbs, there's different Proverbs out there, there's Polish Proverbs, there's Proverbs everywhere, okay? Let me have a little bit of this smoothie, guys, one moment. Oh my God, it's so good. Quite delicious. If I may say so myself. I'm taking a little bit more, y'all, hold on. Very delicious. So let's look at what Proverbs 20, what does Proverbs 20 mean? Okay. What does Proverbs 20 mean? Now, we were talking about here, let's go back to verse 2. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. This is kind of similar to what we read before in the other podcast, where it was talking about that a roaring of a lion is as the anger of a king, right? So not just talking about fear, anger. These are really big emotions. So it's basically telling you not to stir these emotions up in kings and people of authority, especially males in particular, okay? So all of this, men are not like women. They don't have emotions. That's not the truth. And you can see it in the Most High's words here. Men have very deep emotions, okay? All right? I don't know what it feels like to be a man, okay? I'm not a men's. I'm a women's, okay? I don't know what it feels like to be a man. I'm a woman. But I am raising a young man. I have, you know, nephews and things like that. Of course, I was with men to have my kids, right? So, you know, I've learned through the ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? The good and the bad, ugly. The kind of, and then also with the wisdom, right? This is wisdom here that the Most High is telling us what, you know, you have to sometimes forsake what society and culture says, because they make up stuff. They truth is whatever's trending. I'm gonna say that again. And culture and society, their truth is whatever is trending. A lot of the time, they're very fleeting, right? And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Some people live like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're looking for a little bit more of a sure, you know, doctrine type of way to live, it's not that you're perfect. It's perfect. It's to go God's way. And he could give you wisdom, something that would be contrary to the culture. So culture tells you that men are just like stoic. You know, they don't have no emotions. All they are visual creatures. Excuse me, God. Yes, I am just keeping it real. Oh my goodness, I'm a little tired. Sorry. All they are visual creatures. You know, they're going, you know, doing it for the gram. They're having a great time. And some of that, there's a semblance of truth in that, right? And unfortunately, a lot of our men have, I will call, dumbing themselves down. They have dumbed themselves down, or, you know, just been raised to believe those proverbs of motto. They've been raised to believe that those mottos of culture and society is how they should emote and act themselves. And then that's why I would believe you will see them kind of living double or triple or quadruple lives. Where they have big blow-ups and don't know where it comes from, because they have very deep emotions. And if you live in a society that's telling our males that you don't have no emotions and all you all are physical and you're disgusting and you think what you think in your pants all the time, then that's kind of like limiting them and kind of it's kind of like disabling them and handicapping them, if you really ask me, because you're denying a whole another part of them that's very deep. Obviously, it says it here. And they have very strong feelings. It's not just a feminine woman thing. So when you see a man having feelings and expressing their feelings, it's very, very, especially for women, it's very alluring. Because first of all, it's rare. We don't really see, especially when we see a man, I would say some of my favorite artists actually express themselves. And some would call them effeminate, which I've never looked at some of my favorite artists in that light. Because for me, it's a rarity to hear men express emotions other than what society says, okay, which is for them to be angry, right? Like outwardly angry or like stoic, like aloof or, you know, horny, basically. You know, even if a man happy and smiling too much, they'd be, oh, you doing too much. You want to be sent. You understand? So it's kind of like they kind of like push them back in the corner. Get back over there and be angry again, or don't say nothing, or want that woman, you know, just want some lust, right? So it's kind of like it got to be a frustrating is what I'm saying. So having strong emotions is not a feminine trait. That's something that society teaches you, but you can see in God's word that is not the truth, especially if they are in authority. Kings are male. We read that the other podcast too. Kings are males in authority. They are rulers. They have strong emotions. Now, I know you guys are like, you harping on this from the last, you know, podcast. No, I'm not. It's right here. God repeated it again in his word. He talked about the anger. Let me see if we can go back. Okay, I believe. Let me see if I can go back. Okay, I don't went all the way back to 18. So let me say I went back too far. Yeah, the king's wrath. This is 19 and verse 12. The king's wrath is as a roaring of a lion. Okay, so that's wrath, right? Right? You guys are like, oh my God, you just really stuck on that. We know you want a man, girl. We know you want a man. Like, that's all you just see in the text. The text is saying it right there. The text says that. That's what the text says. It's right there. Okay? Now, you read Proverbs 19:20 and you get out of what you want to get out of it. But this is some wisdom, and it's even not just wisdom romantically, right? It's wisdom for the day. We're surrounded by male authority, whether us as females or other men, right? Whoever's listening to this, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to learn how the Lord is showing us in his text, their modus operandi. Okay. So that's 19, right? This is Proverbs 19 and 12, that a king's wrath is as a roaring lion, but it says that his favor is as the dew upon the grass. Remember that? And I really harped on that. I was really on that. The Holy Spirit really had me on that last podcast. Now, will you turn right on over to chapter 20? Okay, right on to chapter 20 and right on to verse 2 is reiterating it. Now it's saying it with a different emotion. The fear of a king is as a roaring lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. Again, it's showing you wrath, fear, and anger. And this is strong emotion that a male authority feels. Remember, we even talked about why do lions roar? Why would the text say that their wrath is as a roaring lion, or their fear is as a roaring lion, you know? Or now it says their anger. It says if you provoke them, sorry about that, guys. My phone is just like, if you provoke them to anger, it's saying that you're sinning against your own soul. So this is some wisdom here, just like we picked it up last Proverbs, in the last podcast, where I said that I don't want the king's wrath, I want their favor to cover me like dew. Remember, we know that dew, what is the purpose of dew on grass? Is to cover, is to nourish. Just a little recap, right? We're recapping, and it's going with the flow right into chapter 20 of Proverbs, where it's basically showing us, now we're talking about the fear. The fear of a king is as a roaring lion. Remember, when lions roar, it's to establish their territory. So now we know, okay? Okay, if you do have a husband, or if you have sons, if you have bosses, this is a way for us to understand. If you engage with a police officer, a judge, anybody, a teacher, anybody that's in a form of authority, you'll be able to see, right? It's letting you know their wrath, their fear, and their anger. Those are what we consider more so negative emotions, which they're not, but it's basically letting you know what they can do with them, because they can, because they're a king, because they're an authority. And it says, if you provoking them to anger, you sinning against your own soul, you messing your own self up, right? So this is important for us to know about this. So what does Microsoft Bing say? Right? Because I know you're like, you just keep talking about that king stuff. Girl, we know you. Okay, listen, it's very known. The Lord know I'm an inspector for a husband. Of course I'm going to pull some knowledge out of the text to be able to understand men more, because a lot of them do not express themselves. They just don't. They won't express themselves. They'll say it a little bit, but then they kind of clam back up. Right? Or they'll go back into the emotions, act in a way society, whatever circles they're in, say it's okay for them to act. But this is some good information to know. Right? It ain't going to hurt you to know that this is how men are. That men, especially ones in authority, or who have like a, what they consider, what they call them, public figures. That's a level of authority. You have a level of authority over people. You have a sway over the crowd. You know what I'm saying? You're a shepherd, if you will, right? Over a crowd of people, right? Over a flock. They call them a fan base, a flock, a crowd, right? It could be a principal at a school. Okay, we're not just talking about, I know it's celebrity culture. We're not talking about that, right? Because that as well. But we're basically talking about like what, you know, you could be a plumber. You could be the head plumber at your job, but you're the best plumber. You're a king. You're a ruler. Because when it comes time to do some stuff, they come to you and you help make decisions. Then you go home, you're a ruler over your home. You got your old lady in the house, right? You know what I'm saying? They call the lady of the house. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like that's my old man. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like on Mahogany. Where she said, I'm looking for my old man. That's, you know, old school slang for my husband. My old lady, the lady that was my wife. So you still are, you are a ruler in your home. Husband means master of the house. You're the master of your house. You're the master of your wife's body as well. And she's the master of yours, because your body is not yours either. Right? So that's, we love this about the romance aspect. But let's also go to the authority in, you know, society. Right? Police officers, judges, you know, I don't know, teachers, right? They're authorities over us, over our teachers, professors, bosses at work, and the like, okay? These are kings, rulers, men in authority. So according to Microsoft Bing, if you look up what is Proverbs 20 about, it says Proverbs 20 is a treasure trove. I love that. I love that. Maybe I'm going to title this treasure trove. I haven't heard that saying in a while. A treasure trove of wisdom and insight on various aspects of human behavior, values, and relationship with God. It highlights the importance of leading with honest, upright life and the consequences of neglecting wisdom. So, you know, we repent of neglecting wisdom. We do not want to neglect wisdom, okay? And it goes on to say, the chapter begins by warning against excessive drinking and anger, right? Emphasizing the importance of wisdom and understanding, which that's important too. I like that. I don't want to leave that out either. Because I know, you know, like, you forgot the problem. They're talking about you drunk. It does talk about people being drunk, okay? And I, like probably plenty of you have been drunk before. Plenty of times back in the day, okay? Do you understand? I don't think you do. You know, drink like a drink, you under the table. I mean, that's my testimony. That's just what it is. No shame in my game. The Lord has forgiven me. Thank you, Jesus, okay? But it's basically telling you, you know, it's excessive. It says a little wine make your heart merry, not a whole bunch of it. You just out of your mind. You understand? And you're angry. You know, people start crying. And you act the crap. You know, so it's basically, it says wine is a mocker. You know, strong drink is raging. Okay? Whoso is deceived, therefore is not wise. So we don't want to be deceived either. We don't want to be a mocker, right? We don't want to be deceived, right? And we don't want to be rageful. I'm trying to see something here over here on my little seat here, y'all. Let me kind of get on up and brush my seat off and everything. I don't know what that is. Okay, so let me say, get that off the seat. Little crumbs or something. You know, the kids, they kind of bring little stuff around and spike stuff up. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, but let me go ahead and finish up. I don't want to hold you too long in this spring break, okay? And it's getting late in the evening where I'm from, and I kind of want to sit down and stretch out a little bit, okay? Let's continue on. Wisdom, discernment. I'm sorry, guys. My bird. He thinks I'm talking to him. Wisdom, discernment, and restraint, okay? It also talks about honesty and integrity. Wisdom and a work ethic, okay? Divine sovereignty and retribution. And Proverbs 20, it encourages honesty, hard work, and a respectful fear of the Lord. Despite life's unpredictability, it assures us of God's sovereignty, urging us to seek wisdom and understanding in every situation. This in every situation. These moral and ethical teachings remain relevant today, providing timeless counsel on navigating life's complexities. Very nice. It gives you some Bible questions. I love this. This is a Microsoft Bing. Again, cite your sources. I am a stickler on that because, you know, you don't never know what people are going through. They're taking their time out and letting God use them. Nobody's perfect. I'm an imperfect vessel. So are you. So that's why I say, you know, cleanse my heart out. Let me be used and say what you want me to say. Let me receive what you want me to receive, right? Well, I was going to be humble. But if people are taking their time out to let the Lord use them to help you and to help themselves, it's important that you, you know, give them credit for their intellectual property, even though we know it came from God, but you understand what I'm saying. It's incredibly disrespectful to take others in their ideas and intellectual property, try to act like it's yours, and you want the glory, and you want the respect and the awe. You know, it's vanity, like for something that you didn't craft through, the Lord didn't show it to you, and you're just doing it. You're doing it for the gram. So I'm a stickler. That's a little footnote there. Always, I don't care if it is just a big website like Microsoft Bing. Cite your sources. It's important. It's very important. It's not taking nothing away from you. It really isn't. It's actually adding to you. Okay? It's adding to you. All right? Because you're able to understand diversity and respect other people's, you know, way of being and how they're showing up to the planet to attribute to the collective with their gifts. That's basically what it's doing, okay? That's why I'm such a stickler, and I ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? But that's one thing I just really, really don't like. Now, if you really want to go deeper into Proverbs 20, you guys know the wonderful website. It is www.enduringword.com. Their Bible commentary is awesome. If you're more of a like a deep, you know, like deep thinker of the word, you really want to go into it, you don't want to just the shallow stuff, you want the deepness of the word, you can really, really go into that on enduringword.com. They also have Bible study tools, Bible study tools. And what I really like about this BibleStudyTools.com, their commentary, it always has one of my favorite theologians is Matthew Henry. He has excellent commentary. Okay. His excellent commentary. And it says about here, how formidable are kings and what a terror they strike upon those. Okay. See that? Formidable kings. Okay. Kings that are formidable. We do not want to provoke them. Okay. All right. Yeah, it says wine is a mocker and beer, a strong drink, is a brawler. So those are different. It gives different versions as well. I'm more of a King James Version girl myself. That's how I was born and raised on. But, you know, if you're more comfortable reading something else, I'm just giving you some cite my sources and some references if you want to go deeper into Proverbs 20. Also, you can go to BibleHub, okay, .com, BibleHub.com. And they also have ESV.org or BibleRef.com. Okay. You know, some people like to have, you know, about, you know, a few minutes to listen to this and then you got to go about your business. So I hope that this really blessed you. Before we go, I did want to get into obscure. You thought I forgot. I didn't forget. I want to get into the obscure darkness. That's in verse 20. 2020. Isn't that crazy? Let's look up obscure, darling. Let's look up what obscurity means. The state of being unknown, inconspicuous, or unimportant. The quality of being difficult to understand. Okay? Insignificance. All right? Insignificance. Anonymity. The opposite of obscurity is fame, which I just told you that everything is like a celebrity culture. I'm big and I'm going to the net. You know, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's a little bit much for myself when, you know, with the headshots and stuff. It's like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, to each his own, but I'm just not really, you know, that's not my thing. So, the obscurity, there's blessings in obscurity, okay? All right, but here, it's talking about obscure darkness. So let's look up what darkness means, and then we're going to let you guys go. Darkness definition here. On a side note, I hope that you guys are excited about the eclipse. Okay, pray before you, you know, involve yourself in any of, you know, whatever. Oh, we're going to go to the eclipse and we're going to drink, you know, water with 3 ice cubes. And, you know, just pray before you do any of those things because you never know what the origin of some of that is. There's just, you know, a little saying right there. All right, so darkness, it means dark, blackness, gloom, gloominess, dullness. Okay, sinfulness, iniquity, you know, if you want to go to that aspect of it as well. Okay, darkness is defined as a lack of illumination. There is no illumination there. It's an absence of visible light or a surface that absorbs light, such as a black one. Human vision is unable to distinguish colors and conditions of very low light. Okay. All right. So that's basically what blackness and darkness is. So when we put the words obscure darkness too, let's go back and read so we can put it into context. Because that's a good thing. A lot of people say, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Pull the words out you don't understand. Even if they're everyday words. A lot of these words are not like thoweth and holdeth. You know, if you don't understand, look those up too. But pull the words out. Understand what the word, look up some synonyms and then go back and plug that into the text and you'll be able to kind of see, oh, that's what this kind of talking about this. And then pray about it because there's a way to see right. We don't want to just be like, oh, I know what I'm talking. We don't yet lay. Ask the Lord to help you to be able to have discernment. Okay. And then if you have spiritual counsel, spiritual leadership, go to your spiritual leadership. I am not your spiritual leadership. Go to your spiritual leadership. Okay. You're about to have them after me. All right. Go to your pastor and them and going up over there. And you ask them, you know, or if it's some under people under them, ask the staff and say, I'm trying to read this. Can you give me some tools? And they might be able to get you some books and follow them. Okay. All right. We just having a talk here. We just having a little talk here. Okay. Let's go back and read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. That's the wrong one. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Okay, so this is talking about us honoring what? We were talking about honoring kings, that's male authority. This is talking about honoring the mother and the father. That's male authority and female authority. So now we're seeing a balance in the text of male to female. So see that, y'all, you know, hey, come on, give me a little break. We saw it in Proverbs 19. We saw where it was about a king's wrath. And then the verse immediately underneath it spoke about a wife's contentiousness as a dripping, right? That was balancing out the male and female. It's doing the same thing here in Proverbs 20 and verse 2. It's about a king's fear as a roaring lion, right? And whosoever provoketh him to anger, you sin against yourself. It's talking about the male. And then we go a few verses down in chapter to verse 20, and you will see that it's talking about the mother and the father. Mommy and daddy come together and make you. So we can see that there's a type of pattern here in the text where it's telling you about how male authority works. Then it's telling you how it could be affected with the male to female. Now, when that male and female come together, it could be whatever they make, they produce out of that. That whatever they produce shall honor them. And when you don't, it says your lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Obscurity, okay, remember it means insignificant. That means insignificant areas that lacks illumination. In limbo. It's just, you ever seen somebody, they kind of just suspended, you know, like frozen and animated, like just suspended and they're not animated. You understand? You have to kind of trace back. Did you provoke a king to anger? I know that a lot of us don't like this. I'm an independent woman. And I don't need no men. Now, listen. Okay, a lot of people say I'm like that, but I'm definitely not like that. I just be looking at people when they said it. I'm like, no. You're an independent woman. You're a strong black woman. No, I have never said that. So I don't know where they get that from. It's because you see somebody doing it. It's nothing but the goodness of the Lord. Okay? Okay? But I know a lot of women these days, they don't like that, right? But it's what it is. You know, I call it male privilege. It's what it is. You can even see it with your children. If you have children, they don't listen to no mother the way they listen to no father. They don't do it. Now, I love how the text, are we insignificant as women? No. It still holds us accountable, like in chapter 19, where it says your contentions, that means your strife and your nastiness and being argumentative, that's a dropping, that's annoying. Right, to a man, to the male authority. So it's telling you to learn how to deal and how to serve a male authority. Verse 20 is telling us how a man acts around his fear. He acts with fear the same way he acts with anger. Do you notice it kept saying as a roaring lion? So when they're angry, they roaring. When they fearful, they roaring. So that's where the Lord has given us wisdom. If you do have a husband, if they roaring around you, what's wrong? Maybe he's afraid of something. You don't even know. He might be afraid of something. It might be the time where his father passed away. You know, he thinking, I'm getting close to 62. My father, you know what I'm saying? It'd be different things. Or he might be fearful he's going to lose his job. Maybe his boss is right and ain't going to tell you nothing. He might be afraid because, you know, his old sneaky link. He left her alone. You didn't know nothing about it. He repented. Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. And she say she's going to expose him. You know, there'd be a lot of things. And they'd be angry and fearful. Somebody else just stirred up their anger. You understand? And all we see is roaring. And again, a lion roar to establish their territory. Right? So we're going to come off very arrogant. You know, and I pay the bills. I do this. And you got a bad attitude right now. Point out what you're doing. That's roaring. They feel like you're infringing on their territory because they're angry and they're fearful. I didn't say that it had to make sense. The text is just showing you this is how they kind of are. Now, it also goes and shows women. Are we insignificant? No. Because it shows you that your children or whatever you produce, right, however you want to look at it, it should honor you the same way the man should be honored. So that also should show you, like, of course, men have our head, right? But your children and we should be honored the way men are honored as well. It says that. Honor your mother and your father, right? And it says it basically here, okay, in Proverbs 20:20. Says if you don't, your lamp, right? That's your light, right? What you can see with and what you can kind of move around in. It gives you warmth, right? Well, that's what lamps do, right? It's going to be out into obscure darkness, okay? Incomprehensible, impenetrable darkness without light. You ain't going to be able to see nothing unintelligible. You can't understand it. So we don't want that to happen. Okay, so that's also something important for us to be able to just have respect. If you have disrespect, you know what I'm saying? Everybody get mad at their parents and stuff. And I mean, I don't know what type of parents you have. They could have been abusive and stuff like that. You know, but that's something for us to keep this one to God, asking him to help us. Yeah. And you might as well just cut contact and leave them alone. Sometimes it's just, you know, good riddance in a good way. You understand? But you don't have to be disrespectful while you do it. This is what it is. Did I say it's easy? Absolutely not. That smoothie is so good. All right, but we have 45 minutes. All right, we're going to stop it there. Okay? This is very good tonight. I'm very grateful that I'm able to kind of read this, because sometimes we have inklings and stuff like that. You know, they call it discernment, the Holy Spirit, you know, and tell us certain things. And I be thinking, well, am I really thinking right about the men's? But I think the Holy Spirit, I am thinking about the right about the men's. The men's be angry and fearful, and they just be acting a fool. The text says, okay, here, what's wrong with them? What's going on? Well, if we would go see God's word, instead of don't go to your girlfriend's, oh, he mad. He needs some sex. And they could still be fearful and angry after you done sexed them down. They didn't do nothing. You know. Because, again, reprogramming. Are you a man? Just whip it out. You know what I'm saying? So, they might need some prayer. Lord, help them. You don't have a spirit if you got love, power, and a sound mind. Because it says sound mind. Notice that fear. It says roaring lion. They hollering about and spouting off and stuff like that. And let you know what they pay and what they do. And you ain't going to disrespect you. What's going on? Sometimes it's best to humble yourself and then go and pray and act. They used to teach wives that a long time ago. You know. They did. I used to hear it. Okay. My mom was married a long time ago. And the older women in Jew Missionary Baptist Church would teach her. When she would be talking about my stepfather. She's married to him. And they would teach her, go in your closet and go pray. Or go in your room. And actually, when I got premarital counseling, because yes, I was engaged before, by Mother Garrett. She's very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady, okay? And she was a first lady, but she always liked women that didn't call themselves first lady. So they had the biggest impact on me. Okay, shout out to Sister Choice. She was a first lady. She said sister. To Mother Garrett, she was a first lady. She called herself Mother, okay? And to Sheila Van, she just called herself Sheila. All right. I really love that. I love them. That's my big three. All right. I really love that. And they will always teach to go somewhere and go pray. And they, when I was younger, getting premarital counseling, I was like, that sounds so stupid. Like, I'm not about to be. But now I can kind of understand, because the Lord knows how he made men. They literally, we would think they think different than us. They think very similar to us, but they're put in. I'm not going to say, I don't want to say worse. Lord, give me the set. Give me the words. They're put in more pressurized positions than us. As females, we do have, of course, we, you know, we got to be the mama and we got to carry the babies, right? But when you kind of look at it from even a God standpoint, the protect and provision, that could bring a lot of anger and fear. And that's why I think a lot of men are not getting married, or they get married to the wrong females, because they want to be protected and provided for. It's like, nah. You know, and then whatever woman tells them, no, you got to protect or provide, right? Not saying that the woman don't got to provide, but you understand. As far as, like, that's what they're made, that's what their makeup is, they will have resentment towards you. Because they might be unhealed in that area or underdeveloped. Now, when a king is underdeveloped in certain areas, they could get fearful. And now they angry. And they're telling you, don't provoke them when they're in those states, because you're sinning against your own soul. Right? So it's basically telling us, it's teaching us how to deal with our husbands or male in authority anger and their fear. Now, why we got to know that? Why we got to deal with that? I don't know. That's just, hey, don't take it up. It's above me now. Take it up and out. I don't want to do it either. Okay? But it's something important to know. It's integral, obviously. Right? Because if you can see they angry or fearful, you know, don't provoke them. Okay, because, you know, see, they're roaring around. They might roar around in their actions, you know. What happened to the extra Cheetos? It's like, I threw the Cheetos. Wait, don't nobody need to. I pay for the Cheetos. That type of thing, right? You understand? Okay, we don't want to provoke. You want to be able to maybe go pray and say, they don't have a spirit. If they have love, power, and a sound mind. I think they should be walking in love, and that's where their power at. And they have a sound, man. I mean, you relax. You got your mind is in, you know, you at ease. That takes a lot of maturity. I understand. Okay. All the way there that yeah, no. But I've been trying to perfect it as I've been single for 9 years. And when I encounter men just for no reason. Okay, I be practicing this. I go to Menards, I practice this. Okay. I used to think that the women were kind of stupid. Like, a girl, I ain't about to be kissing. They kind of look like they're kissing a man's butt. It's not. That's just how God made them. He just, that's how God is. Okay. It said when you was doing stupid stuff. Let me look this up. When you was doing dumb stuff for a short time, he winked at it. Didn't it say the Lord say that? It seemed like they want to blow up or something. I don't know. Okay. Go take it up with God for a short time. I winked at it, right? Let's look that up, scripture. This is why I love the internet, right? Back in the day, could you imagine? I literally have huge books, commentaries, and stuff like that in Bible. Let me see, where is it at? This is Acts 17, 30 and 31. I'm just looking this up, guys. At the time of his ignorance, God winked at it. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Okay, well, there you go. At the times of this ignorance, God winked at it. Like, okay. Like you winking at something, right? All right, that's what is, you know, you winking at something is a nonverbal communication, you know? Signaling that, you know, shared hidden knowledge or intent. Like, okay, I see, you know, you ignorant, right? But I winked at, but I ain't winking no more. Now, you know, you understand? So if God is like that for a short time, he winked at something. You ever see somebody, y'all wink, like it's an inside joke or you winking at something? Like, all right, Sean, you know what I'm saying? Like type of thing. You know, it's a nonverbal cue, right? Nonverbal type of way of being. But then he said, okay, but I'm telling you to repent now. That's the same way men are. This bird really thinks I'm talking to him, y'all, and I'm not. Or maybe he said hallelujah. I don't know. It says preach to all the creatures. Did it say that? I'm not preaching. I don't know why I keep saying that. I'm talking. We're having a conversation, okay? I don't want to say I rebuke that, but you get my drift, okay? You might be doing that. No, thank you, okay? No, thank you. That's my type of scene, all right? But, okay. We have had a great time tonight in the Lord. Okay, it's been almost an hour. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. I enjoyed this podcast. This is a very, very good chapter here, Proverbs 20. And you know what? It's opening our eyes up. It's okay. I'm almost 40 and fabulous. You can never be too old to learn about yourself, about God, and about the world in general. And if you want to deepen your relationships or you desire deeper relationships or you want to become someone that you can have a relationship in certain capacities, platonic, romantic, you have to learn about these things. It's just what it is. Always have to remain teachable. Okay. And remember, obscurity is a blessing. Okay. But we don't want to have obscure darkness. We don't want to be in limbo. It's in nothingness. Okay. So we want to show honor. Okay. Show honor to our mother and father, to our masculine, feminine authority figures. Show honor to the kings. That means the rulers of society, and do not provoke them to anger. That's sound wisdom. So I just gave you what Proverbs has been about thus far. Keeping us safe, showing us how to deal with people of the world, showing us how to deal with ourselves, showing us how to deal with God, and showing us how to deal with who we're supposed to serve. Okay? Just what it is. All right? You guys have a wonderful night. This is Humble Dave over now. You know, I think I'm going to lead us out in this beautiful Oregon. Because it's something about, I'm going to play this organ more often. This organ really just had me in the zone. I don't know if y'all felt it, but I feel it. It's the organ, okay? That's what I'm going to lead it out. All right. You guys have a wonderful day.